Good morning and welcome to this Catholic News Update for Monday the 27th of September. On Friday morning we gave you all the news of Pope Benedict's German trip up until the moment we went to air. Well, this morning we'll tell you all about the rest of the weekend right up to his departure last night. On Friday we reported that the Pope had left Rome early on Thursday morning local time and had an extremely busy day meeting with German political leaders, addressing German Parliament, meeting the Jewish community and celebrating an outdoor mass in Berlin's Olympic Stadium. Well, the rest of the Pope's trip has been just as hectic as Thursday was. On Friday morning local time, the Holy Father arrived in the city of Erfurt, where immediately after landing he visited the Cathedral of St. Mary. Erfurt is the city where Martin Luther lived as an Augustinian monk from 1505 to 1511. Rome Reports continues the story.
Ecumenism and interreligious dialogue have been key during the Pope's trip to Germany. The most symbolic moment was perhaps his visit to the convent where Martin Luther, the leader of the Protestant Reform, lived from 1505 to 1511. Upon arriving, the Pope met with the leaders of the Lutheran Church. During his speech, he said one of the main priorities of ecumenism is to prevent pressures of secularization to eliminate the common ground they already share. Afterward, the Pope prayed for the unity of all Christians. During that same ceremony, the president of Germany's Lutheran Synod referred to the Pope as our brother Benedict. The Pope went on to say that all people need God. As a common mission, he said the best thing Christians can do is to show others that Jesus is the living God.
In an ecumenical gathering, we ought not only to regret our divisions and separations, but we should also give thanks to God for all the elements of unity which He has preserved for us.
Before taking on the trip to Germany, the Pope said he was asked to make so-called religious compromises or ecumenical gifts that could bring Lutherans and Catholics closer. The Pope declined, saying that this type of negotiation reflects a misunderstanding between the meaning of faith and ecumenism.
The faith of Christians does not rest on such a weighing of benefits and drawbacks. A self-made faith is worthless. Faith is not something we work out intellectually or negotiate between us. It is the foundation for our lives. Unity grows not by weighing of benefits and drawbacks, but only by entering ever more deeply into the faith in our thoughts and in our lives.
About 300 people were present during the ceremony, including German President Christian Wolff and Chancellor Angela Merkel. A choir made up of Catholics and Protestants sung during the gathering.
The text of the Pope's impressive address at the meeting with representatives of the German Evangelical Church Council is available on the Credio website under today's Catholic News Update post. Later that day, and that's Friday we're still talking about, the Pope arrived to the Shrine of Our Lady of Etzelbach by helicopter, where thousands of fellow Germans anxiously waited for him.
The shrine, which is located in what was formerly East Germany, actually stayed active during the Nazi regime as well as the communist dictatorship. In that very historic site, the Pope prayed along with roughly 90,000 people. During the homily, the Pope talked about the Virgin and her divine love. Unlike his recent speeches in Germany, this one was more of a spiritual reflection. The Pope talked about culture and how often it can push us to follow a path that only focuses on personal fulfillment. But this search can quickly turn into refined selfishness, said the Pope. To overcome this, he recommended helping others and also asking the Virgin for guidance.
With a mother's tenderness, she wants to make us understand that our whole life should be a response to the love of our God, who is so rich in mercy. Understand, she seems to say to us, that God, who is the source of all that is good and who never desires anything other than your true happiness, has the right to demand of you a life that yields unreservedly and joyfully to his will, striving at the same time that others may do likewise.
Von dir ein Leben zu fordern, das sich ganz und freudig seinem Willen überantwortet und danach trachtet, dass auch die anderen ein gleiches tun.
Before leaving the shrine, the Pope prayed before the image of the Virgin. As a gift, he left a rosary that will be kept in a small sanctuary. On Saturday, the Pope will celebrate Mass in Erfurt and then move to Freiburg, where on Sunday he will finish the visit to his native Germany.
During his second day in Germany, Benedict XVI also met with three men and two women who, as minors, were sexually abused by priests. The group was accompanied by the Bishop, Stephen Ackerman, who heads the committee responsible for handling cases of sexual abuse. The gathering took place in Erfurt Seminary. According to the Vatican, the Pope was extremely moved by the suffering the victims endured. On Saturday, the Pope celebrated Mass just outside the Cathedral of Erfurt with thousands of faithful. He began his homily by reflecting on the past. He talked about the suffering caused by Nazi and communist regimes, but also focused on the changes that came along in 1989. According to German media reports, roughly 2 hours before the Mass, a man shot a police officer near the city's cathedral. The policeman was not seriously injured, and the suspect was arrested.
He began his homily by reflecting on the past. He talked about the suffering caused by the Nazi and communist regime, but he also focused on the changes that came along in 1989.
Here in Thuringia and in the former German Democratic Republic, you have had to endure first a brown and then a red dictatorship, which for the Christian faith were like acid rain.
He went on to highlight the Christian roots of Germany, asking his fellow countrymen to use their liberty for the good of society.
We have no wish to hide in a purely private faith, but we want to shape this hard-won freedom responsibly.
By describing saints as people who change the world, the Pope encouraged others to live their life with values.
The saints, as I mentioned, show us the great fruitfulness of a holy life, of this radical love for God and neighbor. Saints, even if there are only a few of them, change the world.
Und zum Nächsten. Heilige, selbst wo es nur wenige sind, verändern die Welt.
At the end of the Mass, the cathedral's bell rang loud and clear. It's known as the Glorious, which is actually the largest medieval bell in the world. The Pope described the bell as a living sign of the region's deep Christian roots and tradition. He went on to say that the bell is something visible that represents the testimony of Christ in today's world.
Again, a link to the Pope's full homily is available on our website. Also on Saturday, Pope Benedict met former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. He also met with representatives of Orthodox churches. Later on, he greeted seminarians from Freiburg. And finally, he met with the Central Committee of German Catholics. But the day wasn't over yet. Pope Benedict held a prayer vigil with roughly 20,000 youths at the city's fair.
The Pope told the crowd they shouldn't be afraid to recognize the hardships that exist in their lives. He asked them to stay away from temptations like laziness or hesitations that may come when they're thinking of doing a good deed.
Dear friends, Christ is not so much interested in how often in your lives you stumble and fall as in how often you pick yourselves up again. He does not demand glittering achievements, but he wants his light to shine in you.
Und dass wir ihm nachgehen. Ruft uns nicht, weil wir gut und vollkommen sind, sondern weil gut ist und uns zu seinen Freunden machen will.
The young adults were encouraged to be true witnesses of faith by sharing their energy and service with the church.
Habt den Mut.
Have the courage to apply your talents and gifts for God's kingdom and to give yourselves like candle wax so that the Lord can light up the darkness through you.
The Pope then invited them to try and live a life of sainthood. He then added that there is no saint who didn't sin.
Dare to be glowing saints in whose eyes and hearts the love of Christ beams and who thus brings light to the world. I am confident that you and many other young people here in Germany are lamps of hope that do not remain hidden. You are the light of the world.
In Deutschland leuchtende Hoffnung seid, die nicht verborgen bleiben. Ihr seid das Licht der Welt.
On the last day of his four-day visit, roughly 100,000 people attended the Pope's Mass in Freiburg's airport, including all of Germany's bishops. The Pope gave a powerful homily where he questioned the role of evil in the world. He said God gives people automatic freedom, therefore he cannot intervene even when people choose a wrongful path.
Er hat seiner Macht selbst eine Grenze
gesetzt. He placed
gesetzt.
A limit on his power by recognizing the freedom of his creatures. We are glad and thankful for the gift of freedom. However, when we see the terrible things that happen as a result of it, we are frightened. Let us put our trust in God, whose power manifests itself above all in mercy and forgiveness.
Trauen wir Gott, dessen Macht sich vor allem im Erbarmen und Verzeihen zeigt.
The homily also focused on the danger of living a superficial life, especially a life that becomes routine for believers. He said for Catholics, words or opinions are not enough. Rather, they must actively practice their religion.
Agnostics, who are constantly exercised by the question of God, those who long for a pure heart but suffer on account of our sin, are closer to the kingdom of God than believers whose life of faith is routine and who regard the church merely as an institution without letting their hearts be touched by faith.
The Pope then thanked all the bishops, priests, religious, and lay people who work in institutions run by the church. He reminded them to do so with professionalism. But most importantly, he said they shouldn't see their work as a mere technical service, but rather as a way to show God's love.
Christian life is a life for others, existing for others, humble service of our neighbor and of the common good.
Demütiger Einsatz für den Nächsten und für das Gemeinwohl.
Even though Mass was celebrated at the airport, organizers gave the space a religious feel. They added hundreds of pews and did everything they could to make it look like an actual church.
Before leaving his native Germany, the Pope met with members of Catholic associations in a concert hall in Freiburg. As a gift, the associations gave him a brief concert so he could rest before flying back to Rome. During his speech, the Pope reflected on what the church can do to attract more people. He observed that times of persecution and difficulty have often contributed significantly to the church's purification and inner reform. He said secularizing trends, whether by expropriation of church goods or elimination of privileges or the like, have always meant a profound liberation of the church from forms of worldliness, for in the process she has set aside her worldly wealth and has once again completely embraced her worldly poverty. The Pope suggested that once freed from her material and political burdens, the Church can reach out more effectively and in a truly Christian way to the whole world. Thus, the Church avoids giving greater weight to organization and institutionalization than to her vocation, which is to be a tool of salvation in filling the world with God's Word and transforming the world by bringing it into loving unity with God. This, however, does not mean that the Church should or can change her teachings. Pope Benedict recounted an anecdote from the life of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who was once asked what was the first thing that would have to change in the church. Her answer was, "You and I." Thanks for listening to today's Catholic News Update. Remember, all of the Pope's speeches from the last weekend are available on the Vatican website. And look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. God bless.